You have to understand that the medical community are the most ignorant in the world of that you can possibly imagine. They are so brainwashed, and they're brainwashed. They don't learn anything in medical school. Where they learn their medicine is the detail salesman that comes by and gives them free samples to hand out to their patients. So that's the extent of most of the doctor's education at this point. And the nurses are even worse. They're so brainwashed by the establishment that nobody knows anything but them. And I'm a hypocrite here because I was the same way myself. I thought that I knew everything. And then God took a 2x4 and slapped me up the side of the head. And when I woke up, why, I figured that I'd better pay attention to what he had to say. And the 2x4 was terminal pancreatic cancer. With two friends, doctors were told my wife I had 2 months if I was lucky. And they told me that I might have 6 months. So I said, okay, God, you've got my attention. What do I do? And he told me what to do, and I did it, and survived terminal pancreatic cancer, and that was 35 years ago. So whenever you have a nurse in, or medical personnel in your family, and you really can't get through to them until after they've tried everything that they've been brainwashed to do, and when they find out it doesn't work, well, then they begin to listen. A cancer patient, finally, after he's gone through surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy, it dawns on him that his doctor doesn't know what he's doing because he only gets worse or the cancer comes back within 2 years. And then they have a total antagonistic attitude to everybody in the medical community, and then they run as fast as they can to the alternative community, and they do all the stupid things you can possibly do there also, everything from black salve to sticking a carrot in your hiney and standing on your head twice a day, unfortunately, and it doesn't work either. And pretty soon the cancer patient, or the cancer victim, I should say, doesn't trust anybody at any time for any reasons, and has a real nasty attitude toward doctors and both orthodox and alternative. And then they come by our way some way, and we tell them what to do. And the first they get all huffy and they puff up and they say, "Well, you got to prove it to me." And I said, "Well, I don't care. I'm here 35 years later, and if you don't want to accept that, I've seen 33,000 cancer patients, and most of them are still running around." And I said, "You can take it or leave it. Well, you got to prove it to me." And I said, "Well, you do it and prove it to yourself." Cancer is a process and not a product. Your doctor does not treat cancer. He treats malignant tumor masses, and that is a product. That is the end product of the failure of your own pancreas to produce adequate pancreatic enzymes. And this happens to everybody every day. Whenever they get a bruise or anything else, if your pancreas produces adequate pancreatic enzymes, the bruise clears up. And if your pancreas doesn't produce adequate pancreatic enzyme, you're going to develop a malignant tumor mass. But it takes from 2 to 4 years to develop a malignant tumor mass that the doctor, your medical community, in error, very serious error, stupidity, to the point of stupidity, calls cancer, because that's not a cancer at all. That is malignant tumor mass. And the cancer is the failure of your pancreas to produce adequate pancreatin. Cancer is a whole lot easier to treat properly and a whole lot more successful than diabetes. So, but it's both caused from the same organ in the body, the pancreas. The average person, after they've gone through the medical community and been mutilated, and the doctor says, "Go home and die," we only had a 93% cure rate on those kind of people. But that was justify all of our effort and all their effort.